Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds of Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, Nine Rounds Nutrition Coach, two times best-selling author and CEO and founder of Team Katuf, Team Katuf Nutrition, and Virtual Gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Rounds 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The program consists of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number nine, www.9round.com. Folks, I hope you are having a fantastic day today. Got a great show planned for you. So, body composition. We're going to talk about what does body composition say about your lifestyle. This is a unique aspect. I'm sure you've heard that wonderful statement or quote that goes something like this. Your body is a reflection of your lifestyle. One more time. Your body is a reflection of your lifestyle. I think that's a great statement. Very powerful. Think about that. And I always like to use some examples that can really bring that to light and bring it to life. I'll give you an example. A while back, I was at a conference, and each morning at this conference, there would be a buffet breakfast that was served, pretty typical of conferences like this. And as you can imagine, the choices that were available to all of those at the conference were your typical breakfast choices. I mean, everything from eggs, bacon, sausage, fried potatoes, fruit, bread, things of that nature. So it's always fun, interesting, unique to just kind of sit back and observe and watch the choices that individuals make. And as you're watching, as you're observing, you're seeing those individuals that are loading up their plate. I mean, by the time it's done, it looks like a pyramid. You know what I'm saying? So we got the big base of food, and then, we've got to kind of build it like a pyramid so it all doesn't fall off. And it's, eggs on top of bacon on top of eggs, sausage on top of all that, potatoes, gravy, you name it, as if this is going to be the last meal they're ever going to have. That's how much food I'm seeing on some of these plates. And again, these are just observations. These are choices. This food wasn't forced down these individuals. This was the choice they made. We got a lot of different avenues to go down. So that was a very large majority of the individuals making food choices. Very similar to that. It's the eggs, it's the bacon, it's the very high fat. And then there was a very small subgroup that chose the egg whites, the bagel or bread, peanut butter, small side of fruit, a glass of water. Oh, let's add in also those individuals that had the mound of food. They would also, toss that back with a large glass of orange juice. Okay, now, what do you think? Looking at those two options, we've got that mound of potatoes, bacon, sausage, eggs, gravy, those kind of foods. And then we've got the other choice people are making of egg whites, bagel bread, peanut butter, side of fruit, glass of water. What do you think the body composition of those individuals was? Well, it wasn't a surprise, right? I'm sure you're going, well, it sounds pretty obvious. Exactly. It was very obvious. So the individuals that were overweight and obese were making the choices of the eggs, bacon, et cetera. And those very, 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 very few individuals that were light, lean, fit chose the other. And it's just very interesting because when we go back to that statement, your body is a reflection of your lifestyle. Man, it's so apparent when we are in situations like that. And now remember, this is not about judging individuals like, oh, those people that eat eggs and bacon are bad people, and people that eat the egg whites and bagel, they're better. No, no, no. That has nothing to do with that whatsoever. But observation, in choices. Okay, so the choices we as individuals make, every choice we make, and let's stick with the nutrition / fitness, but we'll go with the nutrition choices right now. The choices we make are going to have a consequence. They're going to have a result. The consequence of choosing the eggs, the bacon, the sausage, the gravy, things like that, are going to have a negative impact or a negative consequence on the body composition. I'm sure you would agree with that, right? And then vice versa on the other side. So again, that's all this is about, is it's about the choices that we make. And that's what is so interesting, because the overweight individuals are choosing the foods that are making them overweight. So if we want to make some changes, if we want to make some body composition changes, well, we need to look at the choices that we are making. Because really, at the end of the day, we have a couple of options. And complaining about our weight gain, our body composition, our high amount of body fat is not. N-O-T. Complaining is not an option. Never has been. Never will be. I don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear people complaining. The reason being is it's a choice. And if someone is going to make the choice of the eggs, the bacon, the sausage, the gravy, then they must accept the consequence or the result that comes from that. They cannot complain about that. That was their conscious choice. Make sense? Okay. So we have to just kind of take a step back and say, what are the choices that we as individuals are making when it comes to our exercise, our health, our fitness, our nutrition? And those choices are definitely a reflection of our body composition. Those lifestyle choices are a reflection of our body composition. Because once again, your body is a reflection of your lifestyle. You're not going to see the super lean, super fit, super light individuals piling on the bacon, the eggs, the gravy, because that's not what is going to get them to their goals. They have certain goals. Now, again, if individuals say, hey, Rick, I hear you, but I want to eat those kind of foods. Fantastic. That's fine. That's your choice. That's your body. My only point is, because it's a choice and it's not forced, that we have to accept the consequences that come with that. So I think one of the biggest keys is that we have to just say, okay, what are the goals in terms of health, fitness, nutrition, body composition that we are looking to achieve in life? Because there's so many things that we cannot undo, outwork, etc. For example, nutrition is so powerful. It's truly the starting and or stopping point for individuals when it comes to body composition change. Individuals can work out as much as they want, as much as they choose, but if the nutrition is not lined up properly, the results are not going to show. It would be like working the job or business that you have, working twice as much and earning half as much. I don't think many hands are going to go up when I would ask, who wants to work twice as much and earn half as much? I just don't see that as a popular option. Well, that's what happens when we don't line up the proper principles of the nutrition choices with the workouts, etc. But again, not everybody wants to be potentially, you know, maybe not everybody wants to be lean and lighter and all that, and that's okay. So again, all comes down to the choices. We just can't complain about the results or lack thereof if our choices are not reflecting the goals that we set. So if somebody sets a goal to be super lean, super light, super fit, super healthy, lose a lot of body fat, their choices nutritionally and just in their health and fitness life must line up with their goals. Because if they do not, the results are not going to show. Think of it like this. It's the goals that we set And then the commitment level that choose to put forth towards those goals. Well, if the goals are much higher than the commitment level, okay, well, that's obvious. Results are not going to show. So we have to do one of two things. Because, again, complaining is not one of those options. We can't complain about it. We either have to reduce our goals. I guess you really have three options. Reduce the goals. That's one. The next is increase your commitment level. Or the third would be kind of a combination of both. Slightly drop the goals, slightly increase the commitment level. Because they have to line up. They have to match. And again, when I say have to, they have to if we're looking to achieve our goals and get meaningful and sustainable results for a lifetime. Okay? So let's think about that. Take a second. Reflect. Say, okay, what are my health, fitness, nutrition, body composition goals? You just kind of run a few off in your mind quickly or write them down. And then ask yourself, where is my commitment level? Now, a lot of people say, oh, Rick, I'm super committed. I'm always, can I go to the gym? You know, I get my 9-round workout in, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week. I'm very committed. Okay, that's good. Remember, there's more than just getting to our 9-round workout. That's huge. It's a huge part of it. But the commitment level has to come from now working out in the right heart rate zones. Okay, so since we're on the topic of working out, exercise, and the 9-round workout, so let's talk about that. Yes, I'll give it to you. Being committed and consistent with your workout, huge, no doubt about it, huge positive. But just going through the workout is not enough if we're looking for that, again, that meaningful, sustainable result. We want to make sure that we are working out in the proper heart rate zones. Now we've just increased our commitment level. Make sense? So now you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess, all right, I got you, Rick, I hear you. So I thought I was committed enough just by going to the workout, but I see we got to increase that commitment level. Got to make sure the heart rates are where they need to be. Nutrition, where are we at? Well, you know, Rick, Monday through Friday, I am so good. I eat super healthy. Yeah, on the weekends, you know, not as good. I make some bad choices. But come on, I'm good 5 out of the 7 days. I'm super committed. Whoa. Okay. I'm going to respectfully challenge that. Committed, yes. Super committed, not so much. It's 5 out of 7. Unfortunately, body composition doesn't work on percentages. You know, it's in percentages in terms of I quote unquote eat well, eat right X amount of days out of the week. Well, again, if we're looking for meaningful, sustainable results, we have to be fully committed. A very successful businessman once said, "You're either all in or you're not in at all. You're either all in or you're not in at all." Pretty powerful statement when you think about that, not just in business, but life, sports, health, fitness, nutrition, et cetera. So look at the goals, look at the commitment level, because when we look at that commitment level, sure, I think maybe at first glance we kind of have a pushback, knee-jerk reaction. Well, yes, of course I'm committed. Well, okay, I get it. But let's really look. How committed are we? So, again, goals, commitment level. Let's line those up. Let's line those up. Because now we can start to make more sense of the lifestyle choices we are making and the body composition results that are following. Okay? Because we've got the big goals. We set those out there. We think our commitment level is where it needs to be, but we're not getting results. We're like, well, what's going on? Well, let's dig deeper into that commitment level, because I think you will find that it may be off a bit, especially based on how big your goals are. Okay, so let's line up the goals with the commitment level, or however you want to say, line up the commitment level with the goals, because once we do, there we go. Now the choices we start to make are going to be more aligned with where we're going in terms of our goals. So keep that great statement in mind that your body is a reflection of your lifestyle. We can even extend that and say that your meal choices, your meal and snack choices are a reflection of your lifestyle. Absolutely they are. So folks, I want to see you crush it out there. I want to see you reach amazing goals, reach amazing things, and can't wait to hear all of your great success stories. So until next time, make today a great day.